Yes.
Were you? Did you have an extraordinarily good record in high school?
Yes, I did.
Could you tell us a little about it? Were you first in class or that sort of thing?
No, no. But it was a good record. There were.
Which school was it?
Grosse Pointe High School. We had. It's strange. I've been talking about this with friends recently. We were not particularly interested in girls in those days.
This was the tail end of the Depression.
Sure, it was the middle of World War II.
Oh,
this was in beginning in 1940. I graduated in January of 1943 from high school. So you had vestiges of the Depression, but you also had the war years. And there was an enormous press for academic achievement. There was concern about the war. There was concern about professions. We had a superior group of students at the high school. And as I say, we weren't interested in girls, and girls weren't interested in boys, at least not in the group in which I traveled. But we were interested in one another as students. What we did was we studied together, not in the way students study today. We simply worked together in the library, for example. We went out and had chocolate or cakes or whatever. And we talked about our work. When I graduated from high school, there were 9 of us from my class, boys and girls, who went to Ann Arbor, and we went together. And we stayed together during the 3 semesters I remained in Ann Arbor before I went into the service. We were all enrolled either in the engineering school or in the literary school. We were in classes together, and we supported one another.
You entered university at age 16. Is that correct?
No.
It was not.
No, I was.
I read that.
No. I was. I was 17. I was 17 when I started Ann Arbor. And
did you have any idea of the law?
Yeah, I did. I had in mind going into law. No one in my family had been a lawyer. The only person I knew well who was a lawyer was Tom Rommel. And Tom had, back in the 30s, late 30s, practicing law in Chicago. And I wrote him a letter, and I said to him, I had an interest in the law. What could he tell me about it? He wrote me a very lovely letter. It was a long letter. He was a brand new lawyer. He had just started his practice in Chicago with a friend of his. And together with this letter, he sent me a thesaurus, Legay's thesaurus, which I still have. And it was a very touching thing for him to do. And I'll never forget that. It was an inspiration to me, it really was, because here was a young lawyer who was expressing his absolute, pure, unadulterated joy in being a lawyer. And that certainly stimulated my desire to pursue a law career.
Were there other factors of that type of inspiration? Did you have, for example, in high school, perhaps a teacher who had a great influence on you and who gave you a thrust toward literature?
Yeah, many. We had really an outstanding faculty. I can remember a French teacher whose name was McGraw. And she taught French as if it were the most important subject in the world, and made us think so. I remember a teacher of world literature who was in, at that time, in my eyes, at least ancient. She must have been in her 60s.
How old was she? You said she must have been